life gets you down, just keep swimming. Ephesians chapter 6, I told you that other one was wrong. I sent you to the wrong chapter. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Satan is out there. Satan is real. Satan is constantly scheming. He's got blueprints drawn up and battle plans drawn up. He's battling us on the outside. He's battling us in our brains. He's battling us for the allegiance of our hearts. And he's firing away at you. He is firing at you left, right, and center. Every opportunity he gets, he's launching another one of those flaming missiles that's designed to destroy our faith. Therefore, we're told to take up that shield of faith which can extinguish those flaming missiles. This life is a battleground. It's a battleground for our souls. It's a battleground for the souls of the world. And Satan is, he's out to get us. Keep swimming. Don't quit. Don't get discouraged if Satan does hit the mark every once in a while. Which means, by the definition of sin, we miss the mark. You know, sometimes he's going to catch us. Sometimes we're going to fall. Keep swimming. Create a moving target. Don't stand still for him and make it easy for him to catch up with you. Move away from him. Be constantly distancing yourself from Satan so that he's having to chase you rather than you chasing him. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And so at that point, as we resist Satan, he'll flee from us. Keep moving. Keep moving in the right direction. Keep moving toward God, away from sin. Draw as close to God as you can get. See, sometimes we forget to swim. Sometimes we create way too easy a target for Satan. We get caught standing still. We're not making any progress. And he catches up with us. Psalm chapter 25. Psalm chapter 25, starting in verse 16. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Listen as the psalm writer, as David pours out his heart. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble. Forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many. They hate me with a violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed. I take refuge in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. The second thing I want you to understand in this idea of keep swimming, these lessons, life's going to deal you a bad hand on occasion. You're going to get up and it's going to be the worst day of your life. You're going to get up and Satan's going to hit the mark. You're going to get up and the world's going to hit the mark. You're going to get up and things just don't go the way you want them to go. David said, the world hates me. The world has surrounded me. I'm crushed all the way to the ground, but God, don't give up on me. Yes, sometimes you get up and you draw pocket aces. You draw the best hand you could draw and you have one of those great days. Some days you draw a royal flush. Guess what? Sometimes you just get flushed. Some days life just stinks. Keep swimming. You can't stop. You got to keep making progress. You can't let today break you because there's always tomorrow. There's always another day. There's always another hand to be drawn in the game of life. Keep swimming. Keep going. Keep moving forward. not every hand you draw is going to be bad. So just don't quit with the one you've been dealt with today. Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 and 20. Lesson number 3, today, life as a whole is exactly what you make it. Genesis 50, starting in verse 19, Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I'm in God's place. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." Did God make Joseph's brothers do what they did? No. Did God use it in his plan? Absolutely. Did God make Potiphar and Potiphar's wife do the things they did? No. But God used it in his plan. Life's what you make it. Yeah, we'll go back to that. Sometimes life stinks. Absolutely. And it may not just be today. It may be today and tomorrow. And it may be a whole week where you can't draw the right hand, where things don't seem to be working out. Listen to me. Through the power of God, we can turn anything this world deals to us into a winner. We can turn anything Satan's firing at us into a winner. We get the choice. Joseph had been hated by his brothers to the point that they sold him into slavery. Look, I've seen a lot of sibling rivalries in my life. I've seen a lot of the little battles. How many of you have ever actually sold your brother or sister to the Midianite traders as they passed in front of the house? Might have wanted to, but none of us ever did we? Joseph was sold into slavery. Man, he gets down there and he makes a good impression. He's in charge of his master's house. And the conniving wife lies on him. And he ends up in prison for something he didn't do. If there's ever been anybody in the Bible, Joseph had a right to be bitter. Job had a right to be bitter. Jesus had a right to be bitter. But Joseph kept swimming. Joseph never quit. And so in the end of it is he sits at Pharaoh's right hand. And he's in charge of every decision that gets made in the land of Egypt. He tells his brothers, "Don't worry about it. You meant it for evil, but God used it for good." Life is what we choose to make it. Terrible, terrible, terrible things will happen to you. It's up to you what you do with them. It's up to you how you respond. Regardless what happens. And you can at this moment think of the most terrible thing you could ever consider. And some of you have already been through it. Regardless what happens, we determine the ultimate outcome. When we stand before God on that last day, we have determined already where our eternity is. It is totally up to us. We can determine to be fearful when things happen to us in this life, or we can choose power. I said, I didn't give you a spirit of timidity, but a power. We can choose hatred. Are people going to be mean to us? Yes. Jesus said, they hate me. Guess what? They're going to hate you too. People do terrible things to each other. It's up to me whether it breaks me or not. It's up to me whether I hate or I love. It's up to me whether I choose defeat or victory. When the world knocks me down, when Satan catches me with one of those arrows and I fall, that's not the defeat. The defeat comes when I choose to just lay there. If I get back up, I win. Through the power of God, I can choose victory. So I want you to understand, Matthew 6 and verse 34, Jesus says, I don't want you worrying about tomorrow. He said, today has enough to worry about. Let tomorrow take care of itself. Take care of today. Choose what today's... keep swimming today. and then let tomorrow take care of itself. And so like Dory, we need to remember, when life gets you down, do you know what you got to do? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Came across a beautiful quote. It says, life is a hard battle anyway. If we laugh and sing a little as we fight the good fight of freedom, it makes it all go easier. I will not allow my life's light to be determined by the darkness around me. Wow. I'm not going to let this world determine whether or not my light shines. I'm not going to let this life determine whether or not I'm victorious. I'm not going to let this life determine whether or not I keep swimming. That's my choice. And I'm going to choose to win. Another point I want to make, Ephesians 4 and verse 14. Do you remember that passage? It makes the point that, what, there are some elders and some teachers and some evangelists, that we all have different talents, that we all have different gifts that are designed to be used to the good of the body. For what result? Verse 14. As a result, we're no longer to be children tossed here and there by the waves, carried by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by the craftiness of deceitful scheming. The next point is swim. Don't float. When we float through life, we're susceptible to every wind and every wave. The wind can throw us that way. The waves push us back that direction. Swimming allows us to determine our course. Swimming means we're moving in the direction that we're choosing. Now then, if the current's going in the direction you need to go, if you're following good Christian people and the current's taking you to heaven, swim with it. Take advantage of the fact that you're surrounded by others that are doing the same thing you're doing. But if you look up and the current's going the opposite direction, if that current's headed towards hell, swim against it. But swim. Don't float. Don't let the world push you where it wants you to go. Keep swimming. And let God help you. He'll guide you. He'll guide you through the book. He'll guide you through your conscience. He'll guide you through other people around you that are swimming in the right direction. He'll empower you. Remember Isaiah 40, 27 through 31? That God doesn't get tired. And in fact, He can reverse that course in our lives, that He'll empower us. He'll give us wings to mount up on like eagles. We can run and not grow tired. We can walk and not grow faint. Means we can keep swimming. And He'll give us the power to keep swimming. Look, I know. The race that we run, or in our image this morning, the race that we swim, it's not for the faint-hearted. The Hebrew writer calls for us to run with endurance, to stick it out, to keep putting one foot in front of another. So we got to keep swimming. We've got to keep making progress in this life. Have you ever noticed that no matter how many times you knock a spider web down, that spider's going to rebuild that web in the same place the next night? Over and over and over. Tenacity. The will to get it done, to complete the task. That's what we're talking about this morning. Just keep swimming. Keep rebuilding the web. Keep repeating the action until we get it right. Life is going to knock you down. It's just a matter of fact. It's been that way since the beginning of time. But the key is to keep getting up over, no matter how many times it takes. Here's the thing, Romans 8:31. Romans 8:37, and everything in between there, we cannot lose unless we give up. As long as I keep giving up, He has already declared me an overwhelming conqueror. I can't lose. So I keep swimming. I keep putting one foot in front of the other. I keep getting up. I keep rebuilding the web. I keep doing whatever it calls for. I win. Now let's go back to something. I want to emphasize this as the big point. Life is what you choose to make it. Bad things are going to happen. And the same bad thing can happen to you that happens to somebody else, and you can choose different directions, different reactions, and come up with two entirely different outcomes. Life's what you choose to make it. Not only will terrible things will happen to you. Newsflash, you cannot control what other people do to you. There are evil people in this world. There are people that are just downright mean. And there are even, sadly, members in our families. And members, sadly, in the body of Christ that just don't treat us the way they're supposed to. Can't control it. I can't control what life throws. There are tragedies in this world that I had absolutely nothing to do with, but they affect me. I cannot control what Satan is going to throw at me. I may be expecting one dart and he fires an entirely different kind of dart. But we can always control how we react. We can always control the outcome. The final outcome. The trials of life can lead to the absolute greatest blessings if we let them. Isn't that what James says? Count it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into various trials. Why? Because he said in the end it's going to make you perfect. You're going to endure. You're going to develop your faith. And in the end, you're not going to lack anything. The greatest blessing in life is to get to the gate and be told, well done, good and faithful servant. You made it. The trials of life are designed to get me there. And we were all born with the ability to choose. We get to choose what path we take. Heaven or hell? Narrow or broad? We get to choose our reaction to every event. We can choose to be broken or we can choose to be whole. We can choose to be the victim. We can choose to be a conqueror. We can choose to be cynical. We can choose to be positive. You can take two people in identical situations, and they both experience the same traumatic event. One can choose to be the victim, spend the rest of his or her life blaming the world, blaming the person who did that to them, whatever. And then you can watch the other person choose to come out of it as the conqueror. It's amazing the difference. But it boils down to the choice. What am I going to be? We get to determine how we live our lives. No one out there gets to tell me that. We get to determine the final outcome of our lives. You know, we talk about God judging us. God judges us only in the sense that He pronounces judgment based on what we've already done. I determine the outcome by my choice to be in Christ or out of Christ, by my choice to walk in the light or walk in the darkness, by my choice to be a child of God or a child of the world. But the problem is we forget. We forget, and so we choose to be trampled by the world. We choose to blame life for who we are. And how, my parents did this to me, so that's the way I am. No, it's not. It influenced you, absolutely. But you chose to allow that to make you who you are. And so we choose to be the victim. Like Dory, we need to constantly be reminded. Do you get the joke? Sometimes our memories are so short, we make ourselves absolutely sick on sin. And then by the time we get turned around, we decide to dabble in the exact same sin again. We have abysmal memories. So we need to be reminded, like Dory in the coffee, how sick we got the last time we played with fire. Just how badly it burned. We need to be reminded to stay on task. There are a lot of pretty blinking lights. And for those that are kind of ADHD a little bit, when that squirrel runs across the path, it's real easy to follow the squirrel and forget where we're going. So we have to be reminded, hey, keep swimming. And keep swimming in the path that you're supposed to be swimming in. We have to be reminded that the outcome's up to us. You know, we watch things go on in this world. And we watch our sports teams not do what we want them to do. And the outcome doesn't come. And we begin to think the same way. But that's not life. Life, it's up to, I get the outcome. It's my choice. Never stop making progress towards the goal. I don't care how slowly you're walking or swimming. I don't care even when it feels like you're not making much progress. Keep swimming. Keep heading in the right direction. Some days are going to be easier than others. But the key is to keep making progress. Keep dodging Satan. Don't make it easy for him. I have enough trouble in this world without standing still and saying, here, Satan, take your best shot. Survive every bad deal that comes your way and look forward to your next hand. Sometimes you're not going to draw the hand you want. Sometimes you can't control it. But you can live to play another hand. And never, ever forget life is what you choose to make it. You don't have to be the victim. You don't have to be broken. Finally, don't float. Keep swimming. Keep swimming every day. And in the end, you'll find yourself at the gate and hear those words, well done, good and faithful one. The power to overcome. The power to be the conqueror and not the victim. The power to determine our own course comes through the blood that was shed at Calvary. It's the power to remake me. It's the power to say I'm not going to be broken by my past. It's the power to say I'm not going to be changed by what other people do to me. That I'm going to choose my own course. I'm going to love. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to bless rather than curse. If you hadn't obeyed the gospel, you're missing the power to change your life. Don't wait. Change it today. And by giving God control of your life, you take control of who you are. If you're already a child of God, but you're struggling with that, just keep swimming. Let us know that you need our prayers. Let us know that you need a helping hand. But don't quit. There's nothing that's gained by quitting. So we stand and sing.